Every July, tens of thousands of people come to the city of Oaxaca from around the world to see one of Mexico's most important folkloric festivals, the renowned Guelaguetza. Hotels overflow with visitors, tourist agencies thrive, and the city revels in what at first seems like a festive environment of celebration and commerce. This year, however, tourists have found an entirely different sort of festivity. The city center has been taken over by the state's teachers and a broad coalition of over 300 social organizations and thousands of individuals. Political graffiti, stencil art, paintings, murals with newspaper clippings and photographs, banners, sculptures, street performances, and videos of police repression and people's resistance fill the city center. The sounds of mariachis and marimbas have been replaced by revolutionary music. And yesterday, expectant Guelaguetza goers encountered thousands of students, teachers, and other members of the movement blocking the roads to Fortín Hill, where the event was supposed to take place. The activists took over the open-air auditorium, burned the stage, and occupied the entire hill. An alternative People's Guelaguetza is being planned for next Monday, open to the public and free of charge. But in order to understand the teachers' movement in Oaxaca, it is important to place it within the larger context of Mexican politics. In the midst of the current post-electoral turmoil, with accusations of fraud and demonstrations of over a million people in Mexico City last week, the only certainty is that the long-ruling PRI party is finally dead. The situation in Oaxaca is a clear reflection of this new reality, although it is grounded in a much longer tradition of struggle. We spoke to Professor Gustavo Esteva from Universidad de la Tierra in Oaxaca, who spoke about the state's tradition of resistance to the formal power structures.
Well, Oaxaca has a very old tradition of struggling against the formal structures of government. Very few governors were able to conclude their term in office in the last century. Well, this governor that came to the office through cheating became first very authoritarian. He promised 1 million votes to Madrazo, to the PRI, and he did a lot of things trying to govern the people, to govern the country. He organized a fantastic series of public works, very stupid public works, and these public works basically to have some money for the campaign of Madrazo. He put an incredible level of pressure on the people. There were killings, and there were many, many aggressions, intimidations, bribes, many, many different kinds of manipulation of the people to promote the vote for Madrazo.
One of Ulises Ruiz's campaign promises was to do away with all demonstrations of social unrest. Today, however, the city center is occupied, the commercial Guelaguetza is cancelled, and the government seems to have lost control of the state. The governor's headaches started in mid-May, when the state's teachers' union took over the city center to demand wage increases and educational reforms, which included better infrastructure and food and clothing for students in one of the poorest Mexican states with the largest percentage of indigenous population. Rather than negotiating, however, the government responded with violence. At 4 a.m. on June 14th, about 3 weeks after the occupation, between 2,000 and 2,500 state police troopers, backed up by helicopters launching tear gas canisters, invaded the city center and violently evicted the teachers. An independent human rights commission released this week a report documenting a multitude of human rights violations, including excessive use of force, cruel and inhuman treatment, and arbitrary detention. We spoke to one of the teachers who told us this story.
Entraron aquí con nosotros, donde muchas mujeres, maestras embarazadas, maestros ya grandes.
They invaded this area where there were many women, pregnant teachers, older teachers that suffer from poor health, and they trampled everyone. They didn't care if it was children or anything.
Donde me tocó, pues mi hijo.
In my case, my son has asthma. He has a chronic allergy illness. When the gases fell on us, he couldn't breathe, and I had to drag him away, where the police kept saying, grab that child and take him away so he stops crying. So we say people were killed, but the police disappeared them. They buried them in secret. And then when they took us to the building of the 22nd section, they were very violent. They dragged us by the hair. They threatened us with their weapons.
But the repression backfired. Hours after the police invasion, the teachers regrouped and drove the police from the city center, retaking the Zócalo. The repression provoked such indignation in the Oaxacan population that over 300 civil organizations, including the Zapatistas' other campaign, immediately joined the teachers' movement. With the entry of so many groups, the movement took on more popular grassroots forms of participatory democracy. A People's Assembly was created as a governing body, which makes decisions in a relatively horizontal manner. And the demands have now focused on a single issue, the removal of Ulises Ruiz from the governorship. One of the main pillars of this movement is the alternative media. This includes direct one-on-one media such as graffiti, stencil art, banners, information booths, direct radio like Radio Capucha, adherence to the other campaign, who use a sound system and loudspeakers blasting music, news, and analysis directly in the public plaza.
Extra, extra! Los maestros en plantón! Extra, extra!
Porque sabemos que buscas la otra información.
Radio Plantón, poniendo ideas a tu conciencia.
But perhaps the most important source of information is Radio Plantón, a radio station that transmits illegally, but that enjoys wide legitimacy in the eyes of the population. Radio Plantón was one of the first targets of the repression on June 14th. Their equipment was destroyed or stolen by the police, and three of the members were beaten and arrested. However, with the solidarity of other alternative radio stations and individuals, they were back on the air within a few days. Last week, we were invited as Flashpoints correspondents in Oaxaca to do a joint program with Radio Plantón. Eduardo, from Radio Plantón, spoke of the difference between legality and legitimacy.
Porque Radio Plantón, nosotros estuvimos transmitiendo hasta el último momento en el que entró la policía al edificio.
Here at Radio Plantón, we were on air until the very last moment when the police came into the building. Everything seems to indicate that one of their objectives was to silence our voice, because we've played a very important role in the teacher struggle. And we took on that commitment, and until the very last moment we kept transmitting, until the police came in and destroyed the equipment and arrested us. It's strange, but that's what gives us legitimacy, the fact that the microphones were silenced by Billy Clubs.
The Assembly's strategy to force the governor out is to pressure the federal Senate to declare a state of ungovernability in Oaxaca. To that end, a campaign of civil disobedience started last week, with students blocking important intersections with buses. The boycott of the Galaguetza is part of that campaign. Yesterday, amidst the ashes of the burned stage, we spoke to a housewife who has joined the teachers' movement.
Desafortunadamente, la Galaguetza no le beneficia a nosotros los que somos del pueblo. Todo se lo embolsan para ellos, para ellos.
Unfortunately, the Galaguetza doesn't benefit the people at all. The government pockets all the earnings. We are tired of it, and that's why all we want is for Ulises to leave. We're not going to back down. Thanks to the teachers' union, we the people can now say everything that we've been feeling, but that we haven't been able to voice out loud for fear of repression against ourselves or our families. So now we're speaking out, and we'll be here until the governor leaves.
Gracias al magisterio, nos estamos manifestando, y aquí vamos a estar hasta que él salga.
For Flashpoints, this is Alejandro Reyes with Daniel Nemser, reporting from what may well be the People's Commune of Oaxaca. We leave you now with this piece produced by Banda Ancha and Radio Plantón called Galaguetza on Ice.
Veinte toneladas de hielo sobre el cerro del Fortín.
Iluminación láser.
Sonido surround.
400 piñas. 20,000 sombreros.
¡Oh, yeah! ¡Una pluma gigantesca!
Más de 100 actores en escena, todos con traje típico.
Promociones Banda Ancha presenta.
Por primera vez en Oaxaca.
Galaguetza on Ice.
Fantasía, alegría,
misterio.
Vean a los osos rusos bailando sones y jarabes mijes.
Como lo vio en la tele.
Igualito tu güey.
Próximamente.
Galaguetza on Ice.
Nunca has visto nada igual.
Visto nada igual.